Well, you know, I think we just need to play better as a entire team every phase of the game, and I think it starts with me. You know, I need to do my job better. I need to play better, especially on the road. And whenever there's a loss like this, it's never on one person.
How do you assess your performance?
It's disappointing. You know, I felt like I had a great week of practice. I felt like our entire football team had a great week of practice. I was very confident coming into this game today. You know, I knew we had a great challenge ahead of us, but I felt confident with what we could do. And so I'm very disappointed with the outcome today, and I'm very disappointed with how I played.
Brock, can you put your finger on a couple of different things that may have caused the problems for the offense right now?
Boy, I would say there's a few things. You know, obviously, when you're out there and you're part of the offense, your job is to put points on the board. And right now with our two road losses, we haven't done that. So I think that's where it starts. We need to score more points. It starts with me. It starts with me doing my job better and me playing better.
Brock, it seemed like in New England and then today that there were times maybe you were getting flustered or not seeing things as clearly as you want to. Are there situations where, whether it's, you know, pass rush or looking downfield, that you're going to have to continue to develop to kind of get to that next level quarterback in this team?
Yeah, you know, I think I saw the game, you know, fairly well. You know, there's a few plays I would like to have back, but for the most part, I think I saw the field, very well today. But in the end, I need to play better. So whether I'm seeing it right or wrong, regardless, I need to play better. I need to do my job better. And as an entire team, we need to play better.
Are you getting mentally hurried in terms of your progressions and as you're going through things compared to when you're playing at home and it's a more comfortable situation?
No, you know, whether we play on the road or at home, it makes no difference to me, to be honest with you. The crowd noise doesn't affect me or anything like that. You know, I try to use my feet to kind of give me an internal clock of when I need to throw the ball away, when the ball needs to come out to a check down. But certainly there's always room for improvement, especially after a loss like this. And like I said, I need to play better. And I will, I'll have a great effort at practice. I'll study hard this week, and I expect us to turn this thing around.
Ross, what does it mean to you that Bill, though, emphatically multiple times, keeps pointing the finger at himself? It begins and ends with him.
Well, you know, I think that just says a lot about Coach. But at the end of the day, like I said prior, anytime you lose a football game like we did today, it's a group effort. It's never just one person. And so I think everybody needs to look themselves in the mirror. They need to be honest with themselves when they watch the tape tomorrow. We need to learn from this. We need to get better from this. But more importantly, we need to stay together as a team. You know, it's a very long season. I think we have a great football team. I think we have great chemistry in the locker room, and we need to stay tight, and we need to keep moving forward.
Does the confidence disappear against New England? Not for you individually, but for the team. I mean, do you notice that in New England, and then here, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're down 14-0, 17-0, and then the game on the road gets out of hand?
You know, I think that's something that we certainly need to talk about tomorrow in meetings. How can we start fast on the road in all phases of the game? And I'm sure that'll be brought up first thing. But like I said, you know, this isn't one person. This isn't one thing. We need to play better as a team. It starts with me, and I need to lead the way, and I need to play better.
Brock, how much does it have to do with your performance, not you, the Vikings?
give credit where it's due. The Vikings are a tremendous football team. They're very well coached. They have great players. It seems like they have their scheme mastered. And they're a hell of a football team. And so give the Minnesota Vikings credit. They came to play today. They had a great game plan. They got after us, and they played a great football game.
You said earlier the noise was
not
a factor today at all?
You know, at times, as far as, you know, if you see something that the defense is doing and you want to audible and the play clock's, you know, getting low, 5-4, you know, that's where it affects you because now you don't have time to do that. So now maybe you're throwing hot and you're just going to throw the ball in the dirt. Where if you're at home, maybe you can verbalize something, you know, in 2-3 seconds and get a different playoff. So I think that's where, the difference on the road comes. But, you know what, that's no excuse. You know, we talked about it all week. Coach O'Brien prepared us. He said, you know, road communication is going to be one of the biggest keys to this game. And so that's something that we'll certainly look at tomorrow and we'll be more prepared next time we play a road game. Well, you know, anytime you have a loss like this, like I said, I think there's more than just one thing that went wrong today. And so we'll get back tomorrow. We'll watch the tape. We'll see everything that went wrong. We'll clean it up. We'll learn from it. We'll be better from this loss, and we'll move forward as a team.
What did they do to take out Will all game? Caught one, threw it perfectly, dropped, then DeAndre for the first half. What were they doing to take those guys out?
You know, I think, once again, you just need to give credit where credit's due. The Minnesota Vikings had a great game plan today. They executed their game plan. And then bottom line, you know, if the receivers aren't getting the ball, who's the first person that you need to look at? It's me. I need to play better, and I need to find a way, regardless of what a defense is doing, to get those guys the football.
The game was obviously out of hand, but the interception rate pretty strong, and almost like triple coverage there. Is that a ball where you thought you could kind of get it in that window and someone came out of nowhere, or did you read that wrong?
No, you know, I didn't read it wrong. You know, I saw the exact coverage that they were playing. I knew exactly where I wanted to go with that football, and I think that just comes down to the meeting tomorrow, just making sure that everybody's on the same page. You know, like I said, this loss isn't on one person or one phase of the ball or anything like that. We win and lose as a team. And so tomorrow we will look at everything, including that play. We'll get on the same page, and we'll be better because of this.
Rock, how much does it hurt the offense when you get down so quick?
It's tough. It's very tough, especially, you know, when the Minnesota Vikings have the defense that they have. You know, it's up to us as an offense to get started fast, whether we're at home or on the road. So just like I've said before, that's something that we need to look at. We'll look at it tomorrow, and we'll brainstorm on how we can start faster on the road moving forward. Well, you know, I think in the National Football League, any points are good points in most circumstances. But when you get down like we did today, we need to find a way to keep those drives going when we hit the red area and score touchdowns.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, guys.